With no further ado, I want to welcome and invite my very, very good brother, an evangelist, an apostle, one that has sent his passion for the kingdom of God, his passion to see souls saved, and especially souls that are going in a very, very sharp opposite direction to the gospel. And it's such a privilege tonight to welcome once again on day one of the annual retreat, a new heart, a new altar for a new earth. Please let's welcome my very good brother and friend, Shapor Amadi, leader from the Liverpool Iranian Church. Pastor Shapor, my brother, are you there?
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Very fine, sir. You are looking really good. And I know that is the glory of God.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Yes. Such a great honor to have you again, bringing the word to us. And I will just want to thank you for coming and honoring us again with the grace and the glory of God that definitely is upon your life. So I will just hand over to you as you take us on that journey, what God is saying to us at this time. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Pastor Fula, and thank you for inviting me. It's a great honor for me to be invited, being in this amazing group of people. I love this church a lot, and I love first because of God's grace, God calling upon everyone on there, the blood of Jesus and what Jesus called, and we honor. And secondly, we become great friends. We play football together and fight together. We shoot to your goal, you shoot to our goal. We become like a one team, and whatever we do, it's like a living kind of book of act. I love it. It's really real. It's just intense in street, in home, in, you know. I was loving when we did like sharing this gift card you brought, and we went to neighbor. It's just like a beautiful, the way of the talking together, caring for each other, listening to each other. So thank you, Pastor Fula, and the leadership. Thank you for inviting me and to be in this amazing family of God together. So a great honor for me. And thank you for inviting me for first day. It's a huge responsibility as sharing what Lord want to share. This morning I was preaching in the one church, and so in that church I said, last year Pastor Fuller invited me to their church, and they said that this is the retreatment, the time to seeking God and asking God. So I said, I never share with this pastor or the church. I went to cheat it on internet saying what God's saying for 2020. And I start looking on YouTube, everyone said that this is the perfect vision, they're seeing perfectly everything. So I tried to get the word of God, with listening. So I'm just saying cheated is just very funny way, because I was trying to say what other prophets or the evangelists feeling God is speaking to them about that year. So which everyone was talking about the perfect vision, 2020, and this, which is amazing. But when I want to come to Craft House and share the word of the Lord with you, I felt like a different thing. Mm-hmm. As I shared this morning, I was watching, it's talking about shut the door. It's clearly, we were talking with the Pastor Fola 3 months later, what happened. So I believe those word of God, God gave to other people about the perfect, a scene, 2020 was correct. But that is correct in a way. God want to see perfectly Christ. He want to, and we shut the door. He want to, we see him. We enter the, that intimacy with him. So yes, we can have that, clear encounter with him. Sometimes people think, oh, God promised he will do that, this. No, He wants to see him, because if we don't see him, we're going to lose our way. Everything is going to be gone wrong place. But I have another question, because I was shocked when I see the scripture in there, Genesis chapter 8. And my question, Pastor Fola, have you preached about the Genesis chapter 8 to your church before? Did I preach before or not?
You mean or yourself?
Noah?
Not really. You mean yourself?
Yeah. Or
no.
Me. Okay.
No, you're not.
So, you know, you couldn't believe, but I have printed and I have highlighted. The word God gave me is Genesis chapter 8, verse 1 to 22.
Amazing grace.
And I have in the printed side here, and Farsi, but I already highlighted the scripture. And starting about the God remembered Noah.
Wow.
And that was shocking when I was so on that new heart and new altar and new earth. And it was like, I felt, my goodness, this is so, like just like how you say, confirming by Holy Spirit.
That's right.
God want to say something to us. I know we read the Bible. I know we memorize the Bible. But I want to speak to your people and to myself and to all of us. Please take it so seriously, this word. Because when I get it to confirmation from someone not knowing, I know that's like some very... like God is taking a microphone. It's like trying to say echo, like saying, guys, listen, my children, my beloved, listen, listen to this. Because if I say last year, shut the door, I didn't mean about this physical door is going to be shut like Corona. I never had that idea. But definitely I know God calling us to the closed door for the, even like I was listening to the sermon I shared last year in the 20th of December. In one place, I said, try to not serve people. Try to go to the Lord. And I was saying, what I preach? My goodness, what is that? It's like telling to the church, try to not serve. But now I understand. Even like listen to the word of God. And I want to encourage you guys, my brothers and my sister, please listen carefully. Because this was the word God gave me during the time of Corona. And I believe it. Sometimes I go and preach. I say, this is the word of God I'm preaching. But sometimes I know the word is revelation God given me. I want to start with this challenging time for you, to ask questions to you, my old friends and my lovely friends in the Assembly of God or whomever they will listen lately. Do you know how long Noah and his family was in Ark? Usually people say 40 days, which is wrong. 40 days, that was before the rain start. But the when rain start, estimate between 370 days, which means 1 year and 10 days. Some scholars say 377 days. Or during the second month of the Corona, I was seeking the Lord. And I said, God, what is this? You know, and God said, the churches will be closed around the 1 year and 1 month. And I was shocked. And I said, God gave me scripture. And God took me there. 370 days. Noah and his family were in the ship. Okay, in the ark. And in that ark, many people were perishing outside. People of God, they were protected inside. But they could see, like Psalm 91 said, if 1,000 die or fall in the right and left, they could see the world is perishing. But nothing's gonna harm the body of Christ, and God taken them. And then I said, okay, God, what is the like word for me to share the body of Christ? Okay, we see the people is perishing, we see the people dying, we see the what's happening, this world. I'm not saying God sent, I'm saying like enemy sent this disease and the coronavirus, but my word is the body of Christ. Look. Whatever happened to you in 1 year and 10 days of beginning of Corona, which I believe next 3 months, 4 months will be very challenging time about opening as well. I'm not saying it will be not open, but it's like, you know, new lockdown and this lockdown and this lockdown and this kind of funny thing which we are facing. But I believe this 1 year and 10 days or the few days like that is very, 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 very important. I call this message expect the unexpected. Again, expect the unexpected. You know, this really unexpected day we are living. I'm just sharing the one thing with you about the. I like to you hear this. I'm gonna come back on the face, but the now I'm reading. It said that in the unexpected, we might have a plan, but things don't always work out the way we expect. God is with us in unexpected events of life. The Christmas story is a story of unexpected events. The angel coming to Mary. Mary find out she's pregnant. The angels coming to shepherd, no room in. Awaiting king of the Israel, being born in stable in Bethlehem, was not what was expected, but was God's perfect plan. So this year, I encourage you, my friend, expect the unexpected. And your preparation inside the ark will allow you to walk in what we call unexpected outside the ark. Okay? What is going right now in inside of you? That's I love the theme term. It says the new heart, a new altar, and new earth. My friends, the new heart God has given to us in the time of birth. Sometimes we may black, like we saying, like it's getting go dark. Sorry, dark by the hatred, by anger, unforgiveness, offense inside the church, outside the church, from my dad, from my mom, from my sin. God wants to purify that heart. Was washed by blood of Jesus, given us, so we can make sure that heart become an altar. For the Lord, then when we make the altar outside, that altar looks good. But inside, if that looks bad, even the altar outside is good, is not going to help. I'm going to take it there. So please take it. Expect the unexpected. For the world, it will be very messy this year. But for a body of Christ, I believe will be amazing. Unexpected things will come on your life. Even the things we were talking, for example, buying the building. You plan in L8, maybe God will direct you in LL, you know, I don't know, 15, 18, or 17, or L. I'm not telling these. I'm just saying, like, be open to any unexpected thing God wants to shift your life and show the area in your life. Because when you hear God, he will speak to you clearly. My friend, God remembered in Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Do you know, took 150 days after God remembered to water, which was the ark was on that water, just like going, to come down. I call this saying like the God timing is different than our timing. We are the generation of the 5G or 4G generation. We like to put things in the microwave. We like to go to fast food. We don't like to wait to cook the food. I don't know, African food, Iranian food sometimes take like 4 hours, 3 hours to get ready. So now, who waits for 3 hours, 2 hours? In nowadays, we pray to God, God, we rebuke that corona, or we do this, oh God, open the door for my ministry, for my marriage, whatever. Or God is giving you promises you have. You feel like God is going to act like 4G or 5G. No. God is not God of microwave, my friend. God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you want to put yourself about the new God you are created, go ahead. Tell the God is God of Instagram, or call God of very, you know, speed internet. No, God is God of Abraham. Why I'm saying Abraham is our listen. Just listen what he gave the promise to Abraham. Abraham, yes, my Lord, I will give you, I will bless you, I will give you generation. My goodness, how long does it take after 13 years? Abraham felt that God is forget, and he went to, to Hagar, and then we see what happened. Ishmael came, his own effort, and Ishmael is the generation now is that we call Islam. Islam is created, come from the old Ishmael generation. You see what the things happening, guys. God brought his promises after 25 years. So I want to first point to tell you, whatever God gave you promises, please don't go through human effort. Wait on the Lord. If God gave the promise, he will keep the promises. No matter how large, how small, how big, how unusual is in the world, he will do it. So God remember your pain in the body. God remember that, you know, the Assembly of God in Liverpool, Love Assembly, want to buy a building. God remember he called you for ministry. God remembered this. God remember he called you for society. God remembered. He remembered. But when I'm saying remember, sometimes you have to wait like that 150 to go, because God never walk against his nature. You know, he told, and then the wind come, he go down, and little by little, we could see in the scripture, it said that like in the 17th day of the 7 months, that ark sit on the Ararat. And then until the month 10, we are seeing is going down. Just like even the scripture is write it down, even the ark is sit down. It take like 3 months preparation. Sometimes we prepare, we pray, and take time for preparation in our heart, in our community, whatever. So I'm just encouraging you, my friends, whatever you are preparing for business, for life, for marriage, for church, for community, if you want to do whatever in the society, which I believe in New Year, many of you is going to, you know, have an amazing impact in the society, in the kingdom mindset, not just only church gathering. I believe this new year, unexpectedly, some doors will be open for you, because whomever stayed in the shut door, he will see the open doors by the Lord. But these open doors is not the door you open, so you can get glorified. You can get, say, like, how wise I was. God wants you rest. He work and he can get glorified, and he will do it for you this amazing, amazing time. So next thing I want to talk about, he want to wash, you know, he want to wash your heart as he washed those impurity outside and all this kind of thing. This morning I was preaching to the church. I said, can you tell me who was the first person in Bible recognize there is a COVID-19 or the corona? People were looking very strange. I said, I believe it's in Bible. And they said, oh, we didn't see it. I asked pastor, have you seen? He said, no. I said, okay, go and read James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God and he will draw to you. And then next thing he said, wash your hand. So I said, there it is. Wash your hand. James, brother of Jesus, talking about the wash your hand. Why you want to wash your hand? Because he feels something. But that is talking about spiritually. I believe Jesus during this time took the church of himself, protected from outside, all enemy, but purifying, cleaning, washing inside. My friends, if even we wait another, as I say, like prophetically, another 3 months to open the church, or tomorrow open the church, whatever, it's not important, it's not that. But while you are in this quarantine time, please spend time to purify. I believe he shook the shakeable thing last year from the body of Christ. Every leader, every worker, everything they try to show off outside, everything polluted, everything mixed, ministry and sin and ministry of this, all of us, there's no condemnation. I'm not talking about condemning. I'm talking about the sometime. Without knowing, we go to those places. We enter those places. The website and eyes and ears just polluted. God want to wash. Amen. Before we came out of the ark, before we go out, my friend, new heart. The heart will be cleansing from unforgiveness and bitterness and everything. So God want to do in this time. And second thing, I asked God, God, I never heard the message about the what's going on inside the ark. You know, I heard the message, what happened, 40 days rain. And I heard the message about the altar rain, new life, new world. And suddenly God showed me, said, think about the future of the, he have a three sons. I've looked like Ham, Yafes, which is in chapter 8. I tried to read it in English so I can make sure I'm reading the right name. But he have a three sons.
Yeah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Okay, Shem, Ham, the Japheth. Okay, he said to look to their future. And then I was looking, I said, God asked me this question. Why two of them, when they came out of the ark, they cover their father, one of them, he want to, you know, make known the Noah's sin.
Hmm.
And I was saying, oh my goodness, I don't know. And I was like talking like very simple, like a child. I was saying, is this like they have a same father? Yeah. Is Noah what their father? Yeah. So why the little boy did like that? When Noah become drunk, he went out. He want to tell everybody, but the Shem and Yafet, they want to go back and cover with the blanket the nakedness. And I was saying, oh my goodness. And then it's saying that this is what happened in the body of Christ. You know, when they were inside the ark, imagine two of the children, one of the children want what he want to do. Going upside, you know, into the ark, look into the monkey, look into the donkey, look into the dove, look into the everyday, like every day, just jumping around, okay? And imagine, Shem was sitting on the father's feet and Noah was telling what happened to Abraham. Sorry, Adam. What happened to the, you know, Cain, Abel? What happened to the Adam's children? He talked about the, what happened to the Adam when he was walking to God and suddenly run away. Suddenly deceived by enemy. So Shem was listening carefully about God. He's a God of love. He's a God of grace. But also, if deep, deep, you know, maturity didn't happen, the heart of the believer, could believer deceive and go away, run away from the, you know, the lovely place. So I was just thinking about the what happened. So then I said, today, for us, do you know what is that today? We don't go to see donkey or monkey. We have an Instagram. We have a Facebook. We go up and down, up and down, up and down. And we don't have a time to sit on the Father's love, to listen, to hear. All we know is God is gracious God. Yes, God loves us. Yes, God called us. Yes. Is he did the same for Adam, Abel? Is he that is called the, you know, many people? We saw the falling away. So I felt what God is saying, the body of Christ. My friends, if you want to really, really understand the purity of God and holiness of God, you need to spend every day with God. Sometimes the social media is the other, like that zoo. We are going up and down. We're going 5 minutes to Telegram, we are 20 minutes there. We are going 10 minutes to Instagram, we are 2 hours there. We are going to Facebook 3 hours and listen to TV. What's going on the TV? Everything bad news. New corona came and one person died on there and two person died. And if we don't hear the good news, always bad news is the highlight. The good news is down. Who gonna tell you about these promises? So if you want to get close to God, I encourage you, please, change your 24 hours and that will change your year. If you want to wait for 24 hours, if you want to change it, that change will show you what I mean about expect unexpected. Because what you're doing in 24 hours will shape you for first week, will shape you for 4 months, will shape you because you are repeating repeating on the day. If you are feeding your eyes and ears with the monkey and donkey voices and all this kind of rubbish has come from TV, all this kind of negative thing, don't expect me. Our voice become not the voice of the monkey and donkey. Or our noise. I'm not talking about the like these words. I'm talking about prophetic word. I'm talking about the what is coming out of us, because what we are talking is coming out of our heart and our mind. So my friend, I want to tell you, maybe in 2 months, 3 months, or whatever time the church will be open, I believe there will be two kind of generation of the ministry. One, old people generation, like old system, I call the Noah kind of ministry. Noah kind of ministry, I believe, is that this God is giving them very specific ministry for a like awakening, amazing things. There's a huge, huge things happening for them. It's like a Moses generation. You know, that we know Noah start well, he finished bad. He finished with the drunkenness. He wait 120 years to build the ark. He wait another 1 year inside the ark. He came out in the amazing promise of the Lord. He fall down. Do you know what was the things make Noah fall? The promises of God. You know, I'm not telling bad way. He didn't handle it. He couldn't handle the beauty and amazing thing. If tomorrow God gave you amazing ministry, how you want to handle? Is good thing of the Lord want to lead us from him away? He didn't care about that day. Sometimes you say like, this is one day I'm drunken. It's no more. And one day I'm going with the girl outside. One day I'm doing this. One day I'm listening to this, like I'm hearing this. You know, that day is repeating and then become our lifestyle. Be careful. If you are the servant of God, you're listening, you are worshiping the Bible stuff, whatever the things that Pastor Fola trust and giving to you, be careful to not do the what happened to Noah. Don't let that promises fulfill the promises in 2021. To make you away from God. Fulfilled promises, victorious, is amazing, blessing from God, but don't let our eyes taken from God and do not deceived by enemy. So that's the first kind of ministry I believe. And I believe second kind of ministry will launch, which is society. And in we don't hear from Shem and the other boy, and which received the blessing. Why? Because he did amazing impact in the society and others. I believe you will be having amazing impact in many areas of the society, receiving the blessing. But I believe when the church is open, many things will come against like this. So many people, those the heart is not prepared by God, they not repent the sin, they come against the ministry of the Noah. They will become rebellion to the fathers. And that will be time God will separate the rebellion ones in the church and the right one in there. So this is my word. If you're going for the impact of the society, if you go to do this kind of thing or even inside the church, don't expect everybody to run after you. Come. Some people will criticize. Some people start like condemning or even the things we done as a minister, whatever. They want exposed to make bad. But please don't get discouraged. Focus on the Lord. Go forward, because God is going to give amazing children want to cover you and help you to run this race. So my friends, I'm finishing with this to tell you, this year, maybe we not become a drunk every day from wine, which no, I did. But sometime we become a drunk of the money, drunk or pride. Of the our, you know, the good thing happening in our life. So God is washing inside, cleaning. So I believe this year will be expectant, unexpected, just suddenly out of nowhere, like things gonna happen. So I never imagine. I didn't think about this area. I don't know where this come from. I don't know why this person asked me to do this, or we do this in society. This door open. Expect that, because God will open it. Your land will change. I believe the Noah where is lifted, the water took him to the Ararat, another place, which he handed, sit down. Sometime during this Corona time, maybe he will do the some shifted in our time and ministry, impact of society, whatever he will do. But my word to you, my brother, you choose to be Shem or Yafiz or Ham. You are the one. During this time, you spend in time. And how you can do? Change your 24 hour. Spend 10 minutes to speaking in tongue. Spend 10 minutes of your morning to declare the word of God. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. Please, as a believer, every believer should take authority over the wrong spirit, our houses and our life. Take authority every day. Say, I take authority over every spirit of infirmity and a bond. I command to leave my house. Apply blood of Jesus over my life. I apply blood of Jesus over every person in my household. I take authority over the spirit of death. Declare, spend 10 minutes on your daily life, at least 10 minutes, read the word of God and memorize one word. It's taking 20, 30 minutes. I'm not talking about don't go to work or to. That will change everything. So set the engine this morning, every morning, before you go to everything. Go to hear the donkey or monkey voice. Go here and declare the word of God every day. Let that wash and bring our, repentance deeply in our heart to not fall by those good things happening around us. And by that, you will be prepared for the unexpected. Because if you are unprepared for that unexpected things happening in your life or the things around that, then you go. Maybe you go, but you do not have enough character to carry. You may criticize the pastors and leaders and be divisive person, divisive in the ministry, divisive in the leadership, divisive against that people are working together and not having the same vision, the pastor, leaders, other people they carry. You will do your own thing. And that's going to be not blessing of the Lord, as we see the Noah blessed Shem and another was cursed. And if you want the blessing of the Lord, continue your life, go that path, be 20 years, expect unexpected things, unexpected job, unexpected location, unexpected things. Suddenly we look around and say, oh my goodness, I didn't know there. But please prepare, as this word is for me too. We need to be prepared, because when the altar, when the open, the new altar and the new heart. If we want to see new earth, if we want to see new Liverpool, if we want to see new location, we need that two things very prophetically already written there, new heart and new altar, inside and outside. So I didn't bring anything new. Already God spoken to your leaders, and this was the, clearly what I felt God is telling to me to share with you and also about myself. I love you all so, so much. Pastor Fola.
Wow, thank you very much, Pastor Chapeau. Thank you so much. Please, before you go, at the start, you were reading something and your voice was cracking. That time when your screen went off, you were reading, trying to read something. So we didn't capture that one very well. So yeah, your screen has gone off again.
Let me read it again. So I'm reading right now.
Again. I think it's because you are.
No, I'm coming back. Just a second, because I'm using my phone. And yes. Now my. Okay.
Yes, I think we can hear you clearly
can
now.
Can you hear me now perfectly?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, let's go to read this things together. Okay. We might have a plans, but things don't always work out the way we expect. God is with us in unexpected events in life. The Christmas story is the story of unexpected events. The angel coming to the Mary Mary finds out she's pregnant. The angels coming to shepherd, no room in inn. The awaited king of Israel, being born in a stable in Bethlehem, was not what was expected, but it was God's perfect plan. So this is talking about God's ways higher than our ways, as he's talking about there in Isaiah 55. So please, don't go as usual planning in 2021. Expect unexpected in good way. God will surprise you in many ways. And that's bring wow to the Lord. Say, oh, I didn't expect from that person or this thing or this like an unusual thing. So don't go as a normal. Go abnormal because our God is an abnormal God.
Thank you very much for that clarity. Expect the unexpected and prepare for the unexpected. And you know one thing, Pastor Chapeau, I have been asking the Lord and praying that what was going on in the ark? That has been my question, I tell you. And for everyone on this retreat, I did not discuss anything with you. I did not share. I didn't even tell him the theme. Nothing. And to let us see that you even came, you've already written Genesis 8 and you were planning to share verse 1, which is what God gave to us to meditate on day one. It's cannot be anything else but God. Amen. So I have been asking what was going on in that ark. What exactly was going on, Lord? You know, because, you know, some of these things, yeah, you need insight. It's not written. And then you came and you started saying some things. Please, just for my sake and somebody else, can you just say a little bit again about what was going on in that ark again? Just a little bit explanation before we let you go.
You know, as I mentioned, there was only one family.
That's right.
With Noah. So outside was people perishing, dying because of the flood, as we seen the corona already there, people dying. But because of the promises of the Lord, as we declare in Psalm 91, even the thousand will fall, nobody will harm us. So God is God is protect. Even the inside ark, before he built, he used the kafar, which means that things is called blood of Jesus. We are on the journey in Christ going together. So in Christ is the same. Noah, he took even the Bible talking about that. So, but inside of that, there is an intimacy. There is a relationships with the Father. So Noah represent of the Father, the children, the represent of their family. So imagine each children have a different relationship with Father.
That's right.
So some of the children, definitely, how we see the result. Some of them, they were walking, you know, they've been distracted. They not been understand what is the reason we are in the here. They will say, okay, you know, our Father have an amazing relationship with the, you know, with God, and now, you know, I am okay. And these children be distracted with the animals, with those other things which were not their focus. They were just something to people to rule with it or to live with around themselves, not focus. Definitely, we could see the youngest child not really listen and sit and have an intimacy with the Father. So inside the ark, people have a different relationship with the Father. Some of them been distracted with the, you know, upper floor, down floor, thinking about how many people died, and write it down, 68,000 people died in the war, 600 people died as a COVID, 800. And some people start thinking, let me in this year count how many promises the Lord I have. Let me read the word of God. Let's declare those things. Some people, they see the death. Some people declare the death. Some people, they've been distracted. And some others, the children of the Noah, they had relationship with the Noah. As I mentioned to you, when the Noah was there, he had a 1 year and around 10 days in that ark. So that have a very good time. The children of the Noah never been distracted, and they had a good time with the father and talking. Imagine the Shem, the asking father, Father, could you tell me what happened? You know, how do you know this is the promise of the Lord? And they talking about, you know, this is the way I'm hearing the Lord. This is the way I spend time. You know, Shem asking, how do you keep yourself being like in that wicked generation? This kind of generation, because it's talking about, if there wasn't you, we would perish. And Shem asking, oh my goodness, Noah, I had some doubt as well. This is real? The people telling about nowadays, Jesus is coming. Some people say, oh, don't be religious. Don't be this one, you know, this kind of stupid thing. Live your life. Don't be religious. Don't be extremist. You know, just go to church or pray. Your Bible is okay. You don't have to. So Shem had this kind of very, very intimate time with Noah and another son as well. So during that time, I would imagine Noah was talking about the Adam and Eve. They were walking with God. They were amazing, and they had a great relationship. Suddenly, their eyes caught by that tree, and this happened. Devil deceived them, and they have come out. And then Noah talking about this didn't stop over there. Adam and Eve have two child, Abel and Cain. And then, you know, one of them killed, and Jesus, you're talking about the, you know, grace of God and love of God and also holiness of God. Talking about how the devil could enter to our minds and our heart without knowing. That's why I said there, Pastor Fola, all of us, we need to take care of our 24 hour, because sometimes we don't know which day the enemy will hold the hook, that one, and then it's going to take it there. And all of that is like starting. Imagine that kind of wisdom. The father was pouring out to the son. Another son was distracted with all this kind of monkey-donkey things. And nowadays, imagine we go to the church. I'm not talking about the taking Bible or not in the physical or in the mobile. But even when listening to the mobile, you know, Bible, we are distracted. Right now, I'm listening to you. Some of you are on the phone, and some of you are in like looking very, very. You know, I'm not seeing you. I'm not saying like you are. I see just only Pastor Fola. But you know, even the hearing the word of God is, you know, sometimes distracted. Sometimes you're watching some footy, and also what the Pastor Sharper say. Some minutes ago, what Pastor Sharper said. These is the things. The word of God, we declare him, Noah, this happened in the, you know, Pastor Fola telling him, and me telling him, there's some confirmation. Guys, get tuned. Listen carefully what God is speaking to us. So in that ark was going the same thing, you know, for a year. And now the 1 year is going to pass since the COVID started, since March. You know, we left another 3 months. I believe this is very, very challenging word for some of the people, include me. My goodness, in next 3 months, when we have churches widely open in London, other places, and other places, some of the ministers, some of the people will be like a Shem, and some of the people will be like a Ham or Yafis. But you choose it, not God. You choose to be deceived. You choose to be distracted. You choose to be rebellion against that father, or you stay. You know, in the Matthew or the Luke is talking about in last days, many will fall away from the chosen one, from believers. When that happened, Pastor Shab, I don't know when that happened, but I know from little every day, spending time with the Lord or not spending time. So that was the inside the ark, because we gotta not go outside. This quarantine is not gonna forever. We're gonna go outside, my friend. But let him to wash your heart. Let our repentance become very, very clean. very, I'm not talking because I'm very, very holy man. No, I depend on God's grace. I need His grace every day. I'm not talking with the camera, but I'm talking about the open doors. We should say, you know, real, real repentance, real, real, you know, just getting to God is not be proud about the, I've been serving God for 10 years or 20 years. I know this many. No, no, no. Put away. Just go as a child to the Father's feet next 3 months. Allow Him to walk deeply for preparation for unexpected things happening. We're going to go to new altar outside. Let Him work in the outside. And we're going to worship again. We're going to gather again. We're going to celebrate again. But let Him work inside. And let have a you know, good, pure relationship with Him. And not be distracted by everything. So work on your 24 hour. That will change your 24 hour. And that will change your life.
Thank you. Oh, wow. This is serious. I am receiving a lot of things from what you are saying that I've never seen before. Wow. You know, one thing I want to say here is what you spelled out something. Because right inside that arc, just as things are now, I wrote something here that habits.
Yeah.
People develop different habits.
Yeah.
Spend the habit of spending time intimacy with the Father.
Yeah.
Or spend the habit of going to the zoo, because inside the ark was like a zoo, animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in a joking way, upper deck, lower deck, and you go on tour. You could spend, that could be a habit, because what was going on in that ark, in a way, shaped the kind of life each of them lived after they came out of that ark. Each one of them.
Yeah.
You know, what each one of them was doing inside the ark was shaping what they would now do outside the ark. So what I'm receiving also here is that every one of us, we need to re-examine and examine our hearts, even this time before the next 3 months and whatever, you know, things become what they call the new normal, but it's not going to be a new normal. And then one strong thing, Chapeau, we choose the kind of child we want to be.
Yeah.
We can
we choose to be Ham or Sam.
Yeah. We can be a Shem, we can be a Ham, we can be a Japhet.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe I will just save that one, looking at Noah himself. I will save that for after. We can't say everything today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's amazing. I read it something for you as well. It's really blessed me. Saying that the time of the, we are passing this corona, as you said, this like a normal or normal time, is in God's hand.
Yeah.
You know, we are praying, God, send the your grace, vaccine, sign, whatever way you want to use to get rid of that. But time of getting rid of the, our heart's virus is in our hand, not in God's hand. So before to come out of the, our quarantine on ARC, and before we, you know, give that virus to other people, is right time to let God to wash our heart and work in inside. You know what I mean? Like these 14 days we stay for that to symptom go away. Sometimes bitterness, anger, all this, and you know, this kind of thing. We come and we take to the church, and suddenly one person make the half church to bitter, or they run away, or the church is split. And this is right time to do it. So we don't know what time that things happen. And the world is clean. But we know the inside of me is in my hand. I should allow the God work in it. And this is right in, right here. I check. I write it down. How many people I should forgive. How many people I am angry for. How many people I am rejected or the resentment. All this kind of. So guys, before we go to the public, make other people, you know, sick with the, our inside virus, we need to let God wash it inside. And that is in our hand. Because if we don't allow it, it's going to remain forever.
Amen. Wow. Thank you very much, Pastor Chapeau.
Glory to Jesus for his amazing, lovely, living word. Thank God for Holy Spirit. We give glory to him, my friend.
Amen. Please, can you pray for every one of us? And
sure, with joy.
My heart's for you, that God will refuel, replenish, refill you. So please pray for us as we are praying with our hearts. And everyone online, please, as he's praying, let us bless him with our hearts also. Okay, we'll receive. Okay, go on, sir.
Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your love. Father, I thank you for your word. Always you speaking to us. You're helping us because you have an amazing, amazing plan for our lives. So, Father, I apply blood of Jesus all over our lives. And I thank you for your amazing word. I thank you for the word we all need. Father, we give glory to your name. Father, I thank you. We exalt your name. We sing praises to your name. Father, I pray for this amazing group and myself and my family. Father, we have a responsibility as a fathers and brothers for our family. Make us like Noah, God. Give us that amazing heart in this wicked world we are living. We could speak, we could take the family with ourselves. But also, Father, we pray for our children. We pray for spiritual children. God, give them receiving heart, God. Give them the heart they can hear God and the fear of the Lord be upon their life. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray for every one of us. We become a children. We not be distracted by the word. And if we are distracted, quickly we can run back. Quickly we can change the way we think in order we spend time with you, because that's going to shape our habit. Not fall down under those habits that we run away from you without knowing to lose that intimacy. So, Father, we pray for the real Christianity. We pray for the real repentance. We pray for the heart is really is humble before you and the leaders. Not just saying, hello, pastor, or hello, leaders. Just some kind of deep respect to the Lord, deep respect to the church, deep respect as we are calling upon your name. Father, we ask your Holy Spirit give us the power, because we couldn't do it. It's not by our will, not by our own decision, by your power when we are allowing you to come in by your grace. So, Father, I pray, help us to change 24 hour. Help us to change every day, God. Help us to rethink about the daily life, daily habits, God. Help us to start with a 5 minutes, 4 minutes prayer. 4 minutes, 5 minutes speaking in tongues. Confession. Repentance. What? Help us with a few minutes, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and you will build it up little by little, God. You will give us grace to go through, because you promise the work you start, you are the faithful one. You are the faithful. You're not going to let us be alone in this journey, God. You're not speaking the word of condemnation. This is speaking the word of love, life over us, awakening, because you love us. You love this amazing group. So, Father, we pray, prepare us for unexpected. Prepare. Prepare, because on the other side of the ark, when it's seated, these amazing things will, new season is new earth. The earth will be not the same earth, God. We don't know what's happening, what is going to look like for unbelievers. But we know the promises for the believers. So make us ready. Touch us with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Every spirit tried to make us to not focus on the Bible, couldn't read the Bible. Everything makes us dizzy spiritually, blind spiritually. I take authority over that. And I command to leave our minds and our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, freedom in people's life. Every spirit of depression, we bond and command to leave it and never come back. In Jesus' mighty name, release the fire of the Holy Spirit on the altar we are. Prepare him from inside to outside. God, let your hand go deeper side of our hearts. to purify, to help us, to lead every day. Our heart be filled by the grace of God, the love of God, with the voice of God every day, and to give us godly fear.
Amen.
So we can stay close to the Father every day as we draw into the last days.
Yes,
give us awakening inside out.
Mm.
Protect this church. We pray against every plan of enemy against their life and my life and Yasmin and our lives. Every retaliation of the enemy against this ministry, against this time we had, against this prayer, I cancel. We cancel together in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
May speak blessing in our life. Speak goodness and joy. We will listen to your word because you give us that help through the Holy Spirit. And we give you glory. We vow to give you glory, honor you. We vow to give you honor in every good, unexpected. We vow to give you the glory. We want to lift up your name to say, Jesus, this was you. This was you. You take us from darkness to the light. You take us from that place to that place, Father. So thank you for every good thing is coming from you. We glorify whatever happened in our life, for your protection from last year, for all the good things you did and you're doing and you will do. In Jesus' beautiful name, we pray. Send your angel all around our houses and our life. In Jesus' mighty and beautiful name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, and amen, and amen. And Lord, we pray over your son, Chapel. Fill him, refuel him, protect him. His wife, Yasmin, Lord, his family, his children coming unborn, his spiritual children, Lord, as he has watered us, water them. Nothing will go dry for them. Lord, they will have more than enough. There will be a refreshing, a renewal, a restoration. And Father, he will lack no good thing. The water in the ocean never dries up. Lord, nothing will dry up in his life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Chapeau. Thank you, everybody.
Thank God.
Yes. Being here, I also sense to just tell somebody listening, over this pandemic period, you have formed some bad habits. Over these 12 days, it's time to work on your heart and start breaking those bad habits. Habits like when to just sit down now and hear the word, distracted with phone, distracted with so many things, you are doing something else while the word is going. And also I felt to tell somebody also, as the fulfillment of God's promises is coming, like we heard, don't be distracted. Don't, when promises have happened, now you get distracted.
Yeah.
Your commitment goes down. Don't be distracted. God has answered your prayers. Don't let anything distract you. Not even the blessing. Not even the answer to prayers. Don't let it. And finally, don't expose your father's nakedness. Spiritual father and also biological. Don't expose your father's nakedness. Under no circumstances, do not expose your father's nakedness. Thank you, Lord. Tomorrow is day number 2, 7 p.m. We're coming live. Use these 12 days to build a habit of sitting down still, sitting down to hear what God is saying. Don't be distracted in any way, because this is just day 1. It is from glory to glory, from strength to strength. By 15 minutes to 7 tomorrow, we have a personal individual time where we will go live streaming. It's a personal time for meditation. It's a personal time for preparation. It's a personal time to set our hearts and let the word, as the word will come. So get ready tomorrow and God bless you as we sign off. It's a new heart. It's a new altar. And God is preparing us. Expect the unexpected. Glory be to God. God bless you. Good night. See you 15 minutes to 7 tomorrow, 7 p.m. And then the ministry of the word and prayer starts to the glory of God. God bless you. And thank you again, Pastor Chapeau.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for inviting, and goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye, sir. And God bless you. Good night, everybody. We'll sign off with this song.